Wellness Wednesday is a presentation of Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC. Reproduction, rebroadcast, or any use of Wellness Wednesday without the prior express written consent of Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC is strictly prohibited. Program content, information, and opinions expressed are those of our guests and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of WAVL and Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC. All information presented here is not meant to substitute or replace information from healthcare professionals. Please consult your healthcare provider before using any products or services mentioned on this program. And now, here's the host of WAVE's Wellness Wednesday, Cindy O.
Good morning and happy Wednesday, everybody. We are here in this beautiful month of May with Mosquito Authority. We are talking today to Jared Matuszynski, owner of Mosquito Authority. Good morning, Jared.
Morning, Sydney.
So tell everybody a little bit about Mosquito Authority, how long you've been doing it, and what it exactly is.
Yeah, so this is my fifth summer coming up here, and it's a service. We come out to your yard, kill and keep mosquitoes, ticks, flies, and now I'm a full-service pest control business.
Awesome. And you said you've been doing it for 5 years in the Wausau area?
Yep.
And describe your vehicle so people know.
I drive the neighborhood-friendly pink and white pickup truck.
The pink and white pickup truck with the big mosquito on it, right?
There's a
big
mosquito on it. Yep, there's Rita the Mosquitoes on the truck.
Very nice. So today we're going to talk about something. We're getting into summer, and I think it's very prominent in our area here. And we also, Jared brought a guest with him, his mom, Ann. Hello, Ann. Good morning.
Good morning.
And this will all make sense to us in a little bit why Ann is here, because we're going to talk some personal stuff about some disease that happens around our area, Lyme disease. And Mosquito Authority, this is one of the things you do, right, is to keep fleas and ticks away. And it's important to you and your family, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Lyme's is pretty serious illness, and it has affected our family in a number of ways with our family members. So that's definitely something we can help out with, is to keep ticks out of the yard.
Yeah, I think it's way more common than we even, I know we know it's common around here, but I think it's even more common than most people realize. So we'll talk a little bit more about that as we get deeper in here. So we're going to start you off because you're brand new to us. So our new friends, we always ask, what does wellness mean to you, Jared? When I say wellness, what does that instill in you?
Wellness is just staying healthy, whether that's being active, trying to make healthy food choices, feeling good and active is important to me.
And what do you do for your own wellness to keep yourself well?
Yeah, try to stay active. You know, I'm a pretty active person, get outdoors, get moving, go on walks, fishing. I'm a big fisherman. And then in the wintertime, the slower months, I get into the gym, coach youth wrestling. I just make sure I get out and get active every day.
In this job, I mean, you're out in the world, right? Bugs don't always just stay in small spaces. So you're staying physically fit for work, too.
Yep, absolutely. So, you know, it's not uncommon that I put on 23,000 steps in a day when I'm out doing services for ticks and mosquitoes. So.
And you're that guy crawling around under the house and in the basement and on all those yucky places that the homeowners don't want to go, right?
Yep, I found myself in some pretty dirty places, but someone's got to do it.
That's right. That's right. And again, you know, keeping us all healthy, that's your service. Your superpower is keeping the rest of us healthy. So very cool. Thank you so much. And since we have Ann here, I'm just going to ask Ann her thoughts on wellness too. When I say to you, what does wellness mean?
Wellness means to me body, mind, spirit, wellness. So you take care of your body, you take care of your mind, as in mental health, keep yourself mentally healthy as well as spiritually healthy. That's what wellness means to me.
And that's a very common theme with all of my guests. Like everybody, it's about a balance, and that's really nice. Do you, since Jared is so active and physical, I would guess that kind of comes from somewhere. Does your family participate in outdoor activities, and are you guys always doing something?
Yes, we're always on the move. We brought the kids up to enjoy nature, hiking, biking, fishing. We did a lot of things together as a family. So absolutely. I love to walk. That's my favorite thing to do to keep myself, and do things like Qigong and yoga and that kind of thing. It keeps me in wellness.
Good. That's very nice, because a lot of people, you learn it from your family, right? So you have a good support staff and you guys are out together as a family doing things. That's very nice. So people that are listening, get together, get out for walks, do some stuff with your family. This is a great place to take our break. We'll take our break here from our sponsor really quick, and then we'll come back with some more from Jared and Ann Matuszynski about some Lyme disease awareness. So we'll be right back. All right, welcome back, everyone. We are here on Wellness Wednesday talking with Jared Matuszynski from Mosquito Authority, and he brought with him his mother, Ann Matuszynski. And we just asked them about what wellness means to them and what they do for their wellness. And this is a very active, physical, outdoors family. So very nice that you guys can do those things together. And our topic for today was Lyme disease awareness. So Jared, I'm going to ask you now, let's get into what you do for others' wellness and talk a little bit about Mosquito Authority and how you help, in particular, Lyme disease.
Yeah, so, you know, it is a service that I provide. It's really, I'm providing a peace of mind, right? Come out to the yard, do the treatments. I can do a number of pests, as we discussed, but particularly today we talk about ticks. It's a barrier treatment that we can really target and focus on ticks and, again, give that peace of mind to the customer that they're going to be happy in their yard and worry-free about ticks.
And when we talked about this a little bit the other day, I kind of didn't think about it till you mentioned it. When we go someplace, we're going to go camping or we're going to go on a hike, we're going to go to a park, we prepare for that. We take our bug spray, we put on all the stuff, but we're mowing the lawn or we're just going to go sit out in the yard. We don't think about that as nature, as dumb as that sounds, right? Like we don't realize that all those ticks and bugs are right there in our yard. So getting it at home is way better for us. I mean, I don't go out a whole lot, but I always get a tick every year and it's mostly from my yard. So what kind of a plan, is it one time and you're done? Is it a scheduled prevention? Like how does it work for the ticks?
Typically, we're doing a tick service while we're there for a mosquito service, but it is something you want to maintain, stay up on it. Ticks, I would say every 3 to 4 weeks, because there's always going to be mice, rabbits, deer kind of crossing that border and could be moving ticks around. You know, just like any maintenance for your car, whatever it is, definitely stay up on it fairly frequently.
And you guys have a very cool service. You're kind of on auto renewal, right? So once you sign up for a service, they don't have to think about it. You just magically show up and take care of this on schedule, right?
Yep. Once we put a plan together, we just got you on the schedule and you'll get a text or an email the day before we come out just to let you know what's going on. We'll come out, do the service, give it a half hour to dry, and you'll be all set to go.
Nice. And I know we are focusing on Lyme disease and ticks, but I do want to talk a little bit your other services too with mosquitoes. I mean, it's that time of year, right? Everybody's already cussing them out, I'm sure, because it's May. So when the world warms up, the mosquitoes come out, right? And that's another part of your service. Do these correlate? Like, is this the same treatment for all of these cooties or are they all different?
Yeah, no, that is a good question. Our standard mosquito service, we're more off the ground, trees, shrubs, fences. That's where the mosquitoes like to hang out. And when we do that additional step to really target ticks, now we're focused 3 feet into the woods, 3 feet into the lawn. We go around with two different treatments and then address any tall grasses and some of those things that might be already inside that barrier.
Okay. And I know one of the things that a lot of people are concerned about are big, heavy pesticides and pollinators. So really quick, let everybody know Mosquito Authority's stand on pollinators and what you do with that.
Our protocol is to stay away from anything blossoming. That's the way we protect our pollinators. Any flower beds or, you know, that beautiful apple tree that's blossoming, we just stay away from that. It's a very mild insecticide that we use, so the only way we're going to affect them is to hit them directly. And so for that reason, we just stay away from anything blossoming.
Good. So if you have beautiful gardens, you're a master gardener, even if you're not, you just dabble, and you care about the environment and care about the bees and the pollinators, Mosquito Authority is a good place to call and use because you guys are cognizant of that and you try to minimize the effects on them, which is very important, I think.
Yep.
Very good. Good job, Mosquito Authority. I like that a lot. And just a little tidbit, too, a little side trivia on Mosquito Authority. I believe you told me the owner that started Mosquito Authority actually keeps bees, right?
Yep, the founder of the company is a beekeeper himself, so we've definitely always had our precautions around the pollinators.
Good. I just wanted to make that point so that everybody understands that they're involved in the pollination themselves as well, so very nice. And I know we're running out of time on the end here, but I do want to make sure everybody come back to the podcast because we're going to talk with Ann and Jared about their family experience with Lyme disease and what they went through and maybe some ways that they've found to help avoid this or, you know, get help faster. So thank you, Jared and Ann, for joining us today. Thank you for everybody tuning in. And again, we're going to keep talking to them on the podcast side and dig into the Lyme disease awareness a little bit and get some more information and maybe can help somebody out there listening. All right. And before we wrap up here, I want to make sure that Jared, take us out, tell us how to get a hold of you, how to get a hold of Mosquito Authority and get you guys in the yard.
Yeah. So we do have a website, Facebook, but otherwise my phone's always on me. My number is 715-551-4440. Otherwise the email is always a good way as well. And that's Jared, J-A-R-E-D, at bugsbite.com.
And watch for the big white and hot pink truck.
Yep. Look for the neighborhood-friendly pink and white pickup truck.
Rita the Mosquito. I love that one. All right. Thank you so much, guys. And again, we'll talk to you a little bit more on the podcast side and work out some details on Lyme disease awareness. Thanks, guys. All right. Thanks, everybody, for joining us again on sticking with us on the podcast side of our talk with Jared and Ann Medizinski from Mosquito Authority. Jared is the owner of our Mosquito Authority in our area here, and he brought with today his mom, Ann, because we want to talk a little bit about Lyme disease awareness. And we are in Wisconsin. It is May. Ticks are everywhere. Lyme disease is prevalent. We've known this for a lot of years. I feel like it affects way more people than we even realize it does. And your family has a very big experience with Lyme disease, right? We don't want to get into too many personal details, but we do want to let people know kind of what you guys went through and how you got out of it, and maybe some tips on where to go and what to do for people that are experiencing this. I'll let either pick which one of you have. Maybe Ann, do you want to start with how this kind of came about with your family and how Lyme disease got to you guys?
Sure. So because we are an active family and we have a little cabin up north that they hunt and we went to just to have fun, we experienced a lot of ticks. And we just didn't think much of it, picked him off, you know, kept on going. Well, it just so happened that a family member, when she went to college, she kept experiencing these really strange symptoms. She kept losing weight and losing weight, and then she started having where she had neurological symptoms. And we tested for Lyme disease. We tested for Lyme disease 5 times. And it always showed up negative. And so we just didn't understand. And she just grew sicker and sicker and sicker. And not just her body, but also her mind. Her mind was just not the way it was supposed to be. You know, she was an extremely bright individual. And she could not function, basically, anymore without me. So I ended up living with her in college for a while. Yes, I lived in a college house with 5 other roommates, but I had to take care of her because she could not take care of herself. And it just grew worse and worse. And finally, there was an individual here in Wausau that did a different kind of testing, which then showed up as being Lyme disease, along with many other kinds of tick-borne illnesses that come with Lyme disease.
Oh, so there's more than just the Lyme portion. There's other fun things that tag along. So is that where the difference, like maybe with the neurological and different things, all come in as other parts?
Probably, yes. So we know that her brain was also compromised with the Lyme. So it wasn't just hurting joints, which is definitely a symptom, joint pain, her neurological functioning. You know, she would trip, she would fall, she would drop things. And it was her brain being compromised as well. So we decided to seek this doctor that we had in Wausau, Dr. Barb Bradley. She did some testing for us, and it came back with Lyme and many other kinds of things. So we started some treatment with her. The treatment ended up being worse than the disease itself, because as they're dying off, they don't want to die off. They just keep recirculating unless you pull them out. And so her brain was even more compromised at that time as well. So we sought the doctor down in Fond du Lac, but he doesn't do Lyme disease treatment anymore. So I don't know exactly where one would go to get the treatment for Lyme disease. All I know is it takes a lot of different types of treatment in order to really get rid of Lyme disease. It's not just a matter of antibiotics. Now, if you catch Lyme disease early enough, so you've been bitten by a tick, you get that bullseye, even if you don't test positive for Lyme disease, still do a round or two probably of antibiotics just to make sure that you're clear. So if you catch Lyme disease early enough, it can be eradicated very easy. But with this family member, she had it, the Lyme disease specialist said she's had it probably more than 10 plus years.
Wow.
So it was deep, deep in her tissues. And that is where it's so hard to get rid of, is when you have it. The longer you have it, the harder it is to be detected and the harder it is for treatment.
I know when Jared and you and I had talked about it a little bit, there's not much funding or awareness or even, I guess, reading material and stuff about this, right? Like, it's pretty unknown.
So there's a lot of information out there and a lot of information about people who have written books that have experienced Lyme disease. So that's all out there. But as far as doctors specializing in Lyme disease, that is really a need. We also have to have a need, and I know there's research going on, but we need to be able to figure out how to diagnose Lyme disease quicker in individuals before they get to the point in which they suffer so many of the terrible symptoms.
Yeah, and that's interesting that the longer it's in your system, kind of the worse it gets, right? I feel like, well, and I suppose there's probably many diseases like that that I just don't think of it. I'm not in that, you know, realm, mm-hmm. but to be that long and still be in your body and affecting you. And I have a friend too that has had, I don't think as intense of an experience, but still a very long-term 10 plus years of it's not this, it's not this, it's not this, you're crazy, here's this, you're crazy, it's not that. Yes. And that's a shame because this is a thing. So luckily we have your wonderful son running around the neighborhoods, you know, helping prevent this, right? Like one tick at a time, it's got to be. Is there anything, and maybe Jared can answer this from the pest control side, is there anything that has been very, you know, has really targeted the ticks and really done a good job on it? Or is it just kind of the standard protocol that really just does a good job all by itself?
Yeah, so one difference between mosquitoes and ticks is when we do the treatment, people see the mosquitoes disappear right away. When we do the tick treatment, it's kind of an unknown. So that leaves it up to the reviews and some of the comments I've gotten in the past. When people's dogs go from having ticks, I start coming out and no ticks or very, very few because they take it for a walk in the woods. So I know it works and I know I've continued to get positive feedback for those customers.
Do you have, and maybe you don't know this, so I don't want to speak out of turn or give you a thing that you maybe aren't aware of, but like flea and tick collars, is what you do different or is that kind of the same technology?
Yeah, so what I do, it does kill the ticks. So they're really not that difficult to kill. Again, it's very mild insecticide. It's a matter of getting it in the right places. To my knowledge, those tick collars keeps them off the dogs or keeps them from, you know, really hurting the dogs. But that's not to say they're going to kill the ticks.
It repels them. It just, they don't like to be by the dogs. They're going to go find the neighborhood rabbit instead.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
But the protocols that you use actually kill those ticks.
Yes.
Okay. That's important. I want people to understand that. You're not just preventing them or sending them into the woods. They're dying.
Yep.
Do you have any, sorry again, do you have knowledge of like the tick's life cycle? Like how long does a tick exist?
Yeah. So from when they hatch to when they, you know, get too old, that's about 2 years. So every bug and every insect is different on that. But ticks, you know, they do live through the winter. They just go dormant. It's about a 2-year life cycle on ticks.
Okay, and they kind of hibernate, and then when it warms up, they warm up? Like,
yeah, so ticks are out as soon as things thaw out all the way up until they freeze again. Again, mosquitoes are a little bit different, but ticks are out much longer.
So, and you kind of touched on it a little bit where you said, like, if you do the yard, you do your service in the yard, but maybe a rabbit comes in, squirrels come in, some other wildlife comes in, could still bring them in. How long does the treatment last in that instance?
Yeah, so that's why we like to stay up on it because for the most part, our treatment is a barrier treatment, so around the perimeter of the yard. But again, with rabbits, mice, deer, any mammals really can move ticks around across that barrier. So that's why I recommend staying up on it 3 to 4 weeks. 60 days, the granular portion is supposed to last up to 60 days, but again, that's the stretch. So okay. I, you know, recommend at least monthly if you're really focused on ticks.
Okay. So I just want to loop back a little bit and go back to Ann for just 1 second and wrap up on the family member who has now, we discovered that it was Lyme disease and it was a long process and she was getting some treatment and getting stuff taken care of. Where is she now? How is she doing now? And how long has it been since this diagnosis and everything?
It has been about 7 or 8 years.
Okay.
She is now living on her own. She lives away in a whole different state in California. She's got a job. She graduated with her engineering degree. She's got a job, and she's doing pretty well. She still has some kinds of symptoms that she still has to work through. Lyme disease is for life. You can't ever get totally rid of it, but you can manage it very, very well. And the one thing that I wanted to make sure I mention, which is really, really important, is we saw a map with the states that had the most amount of psychosis, so mental illness. And if you put that same map over the top of the states that have Lyme disease, the most amount of Lyme disease, it's the same states. So Lyme disease really, really can be a psychological problem. And it looks like you said, it looks like they're crazy, but really they are crazy because it does get into their brain. So when you're finding somebody who has a change in their mental state, look into Lyme disease because it can be just as much of a mental state as it can be a physiological state.
That's very interesting because I know we've all heard about the aches and the joints and the kind of lethargic and being sleepy and achy, but the neurological portion, that's new to me. I mean, I'm sure others maybe probably know that too, but that's very sad and very interesting because you don't even know, like, where's that little tick? It could be someplace you didn't even know you had that little bullseye, right? So
Absolutely.
Awareness is huge with this. So I really thank you guys for coming in to talk about this because I love when I have new guests in here with different topics because I learn something every single time. And it's very important that we are all cognizant of this and pay attention and, you know, do what we can do. Get that yard perimeter sealed up. You're going out in the national forest. So you can't do much about that, right? But there's different preventative measures that we can save for another day. But your home, your yard, your sanctuary, Mosquito Authority can help that, right? And try to keep that Lyme disease out of your yard. Mosquitoes down, pests, rodents, all of the nasty things you don't want in your yard, Jared can get rid of for you, right?
Absolutely. Yep.
Perfect. Keep you safe, at least while you're in your own yard. And I think that's a really good place. Did you have anything else you needed to say yet today, Anne? Or
I don't think so.
Okay. No. I just wanted to make sure I give you all the time that you needed to get all those details out. And again, I'm glad you brought up that last one with the neurological portion of it, because I think that's one that's probably super easy overlooked. We can all be like, oh, I'm achy and whatever, but you start acting a little different and people don't associate that. So that's good and important, I think. So thank you for that.
I think it's very important, yes.
Yeah. All right, Jared, this is a great place to take us out. Take us out with Mosquito Authority one more time. Tell us again who you are, where you are, how to get a hold of you.
Yeah. Again, Jared Matuszynski, own the Mosquito and Pest Authority in the Wausau area. We got quite a range, too, so if you're distant, Point, Marshfield, Tomahawk, it's worth giving me a call and we can give you all the information you need and help you out. My number again is 715-551-4440 and my email is jared@bugsbite.com.
Perfect. And he will be linked. If you guys are listening to this podcast, you should already see the logo and the link. So if you, well, I know you need it because we live in Wisconsin. So you guys need Jared's services. Give him a buzz, right? Huh? Like that? Had to do it. I've been waiting for that for this whole time. So, but in all seriousness, really, get a hold of Jared. Get a hold of Mosquito Authority. Get your yard cleaned up. And let's talk some more. Find somebody out there listening with Lyme disease awareness. Maybe contact us. Maybe there's something that we can put out so families like you guys don't have to experience this long years of pain and suffering with Lyme disease. So thank you so much, you guys, for joining us today. Thank you, everybody, for listening this Wellness Wednesday, and we will talk to you next week.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Sydney.